Today, I want to open with a big subject that is becoming more and more relevant, and that is our edges. And I'll begin it with a quote by Dr. Clarissa Pinkola Estes. You may know her book, Women Who Run with the Wolves. So here it goes. We do not become healers. We came as healers. We are. Some of us are still catching up to what we are. We do not become storytellers. We came as carriers of the stories. We and our ancestors actually lived. We are. Some of us are still catching up to what we are. We do not become artists. We came as artists. We are. Some of us are still catching up to what we are. We do not become writers, dancers, musicians, helpers, peacemakers. We came as such. We are. Some of us are still catching up to what we are. We do not learn to love in this sense. We came as love. We are love. Some of us are still catching up to who we truly are. Oh, let that sink in for a moment. Making space for the creative expression of who we are to the fullest is a vulnerable process, as we have to explore the unrefined parts and let the things that we tend to brush off, hide away, and shove aside come to the surface. It's almost like we have to be allowed to really be ourselves, like someone needs to say, I give you permission to be you. You no longer need to hide who you truly are. You will not be persecuted or abandoned for being you this time around. And I'm here to tell you today that it is our edges that will ultimately empower us. One way these edges often surface is in the form of our feelings from deep within our root, which may even be considered as dark, shameful, inappropriate. And in our unique alchemical transformation of becoming and embodying our fullest essence, it's important to honor them as they can show us what still hasn't been addressed. As the universal language of our soul, these feelings are here to be nurtured in all of their facets. They are our most authentic expression of who we are from our deepest place. For me, this was showing up last year through menopause, our empty nest, and midlife changes, and things were coming to the surface that I had brushed aside. I began by leaning into these spaces and understand just how valuable they were when I healed them and let them shine. I realized just how much deeper I could support my clients and my community as a healer, a teacher, and a leader as I began to embody them. I wrote about this in my blog post, which I named Midlife Awakening. Because in the end, that's truly what it is. But it definitely did take courage to not shy away from these aspects, to allow the exploration and see what was still hidden away and where I had limited myself. To create balance within and without, all of our nuances have to be equally embraced, and none is superior to the other. And this is the true gift of becoming emotionally alive. Creating room for all of our nuances is what opens us up to a bolder expression of ourselves. It is the opening to dance with the edges of our feminine expression. So what this looks like, for example, is to speak up for yourself and for those around you because it's the right thing to do. To no longer subconsciously need permission or validation from your environment. To lean into the adventures that seem unreasonable, because you know that you're here to experience a soul-aligned life. And most of all, to declare your power and assert it and no longer shrink down and let the voices of who am I to claim this, what makes me special, stand in the way. But rather understand that you are special because you are divinity expressing itself. And anything less diminishes that energy that moves through you and all of creation. You are the catalyst of change, the carrier of your lineage that heals the stories of your ancestors. And through this, you transform yourself and it ripples out from you to your family in the now and you become the one who leaves a legacy of profound and positive change for future generations yet to come. I do believe, as women, that we are all naturally healers, teachers, leaders, creatives, the storytellers, and I want to show up for you on your path of becoming the wise woman, the wisdom keeper. You matter more than you will ever know. And through loving your edges, you learn to love yourself more deeply than you ever have before. If you want to transcend beyond your limitations, then it is essential that you make room for the fullness of your being. This is what creates true growth and ultimately freedom, and these things are no longer trapped inside of you. This is a big part of the work that I do, and I'll go much deeper with this with you here in my podcast. So before I go today, I want to leave you with the thought of where your edges lie and what powers and gifts they have hidden within them for yourself and for the world. So grab a journal and let's explore. And feel free to reach out to me anytime for feedback, support, and what it is that you would like to receive through this podcast. I wish you an amazing day, and I'll share more with you on this, in this intimate space, in the next episode. Bye.